Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
Hi, I'm Francesca Zambello, Artistic Director of the Washington National Opera at the Kennedy Center, as well as the director of the upcoming production of Carmen,
which will be at the Kennedy Center from May 14th through the 28th. So make sure you get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here with you all today.
Remind people what Carmen is about in case somehow they may miss one of the most famous operas of all time, but giving them the basic, you know, storyline.
Absolutely. So Carmen is certainly one of the most popular operas ever composed, although actually at its opening, it was considered to be a disaster. But the story still speaks to us today over and over, as does the incredible melodies and tunes that are unforgettable. It's a story of a woman who lives outside of society with her own band of their supposedly smugglers. And she is an incredibly independent woman. I almost think of her as one of the first feminists in opera, who says that it's more important to her to live free than die. And it's about how Don José, a young soldier, becomes smitten with her and abandons his role as a soldier, abandons his country to join her band of smugglers. And in doing so, he becomes so possessed with her that he loses all sense of reason, and eventually he kills her. And so this incredible tragedy is just one amazing tune after another, powerful story. The production that we're putting on at the Kennedy Center is beautiful. It is period. It is set in Seville in the 19th century. Aside from a cast of literally hundreds, there is also a horse. And as I said, some of the most famous music sung by Carmen, Don José, and the bullfighter Escamillo.
Awesome. Thank you for the, you know, the reminder recap, although most people, I think, hopefully will know the story at least a little bit from the different operas, you know, even movie versions of it. I mean, it's been done so many times, but awesome. This is going to be great. So tell us who all do we have in the cast? Some big heavy hitters in the world of opera.
Absolutely. We have a cast of stars. Carmen is sung by Isabel Leonard, who was seen here in our production of Cinderella and the Barber of Seville, and most recently in our concert Return to the Kennedy Center this past fall, Come Home. She is debuting in the role. She's never sung it. So for opera lovers, it's thrilling to see somebody take on a new role. And for first-time visitors to this opera, she packs an incredible punch vocally and dramatically, and she's an incredibly beautiful woman. She's Argentinian-American and a true operatic star. She's paired with the soldier Don José, sung by Michael Fabiano, obviously Italian name, but he's American, and he is storming the world stages everywhere, and this will be his debut at the Kennedy Center. And then the toreador, Ryan Speedo Green, was last seen on our stage as the winner of the Marian Anderson Award. And he is also debuting in his role as the charming, scintillating, and pretty sexy toreador. So we have two debut artists in their roles, and then one person debuting on our stages. It's led by our principal conductor, Evan Rochester, and I've directed the production.
Awesome. And tell us about how, you know, what we're going to see visually. You mentioned that it's, you know, the period visuals and stuff, but, you know, when our listeners come in to the Kennedy Center and they see it on stage, describe sort of more of the visual elements, either backdrops or costumes, just sort of the visual flair.
Absolutely. Well, it is set in Seville, in the latter part of the 19th century. The costumes are very period, beautiful. There's also a troupe of dancers, because dance is a huge part of this culture. Chorus of 60 people, as well as a children's chorus of 24 kids. It starts in a square in Seville, and then we're transformed into a tavern at night where there's a huge dance scene. And then into a sort of mountain pass. And then the final scene is in front of the bull ring in Seville. And so the scenes move very fluidly, effortlessly, And as I said, really period, beautiful costumes, colorful, just rich, a lot of earth tones. And the opera is performed in a version that is about 2 hours and 40 minutes long, including one intermission.
Great, great. And then earlier you mentioned, you were talking about the music, just one, great number after another in this piece. Could we do a deeper dive into, pick one or two of those in the more famous moments?
Absolutely. Well, Carmen has several very well-known arias or songs. One is called the Seguidilla, which is obviously a kind of a dance that she performs. And then the Habanera, another kind of dance. I mean, all the rhythms are dance rhythms, but probably the most famous piece is the Toreador's aria, which is actually where he's selling tickets to his bullfight. And that is just, it's a tune that everybody knows. It's been used in tons of movies, even cartoons, and back to Bugs Bunny. And so the moment you hear it, you will recognize it.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't want to, it sounds reductive to say as sung by Bugs Bunny, but he's high art too, man.
Yeah, I know. And so, but the thing about this opera, I always say, is that it's so rich in melody. And obviously our orchestra is doing a superb job in playing it under conductor Evan Rochester. So it's a total, what we call grand opera experience in sense of dancers, chorus, children's chorus, major international artists, big orchestra, big scenery and costumes. And we felt that was an appropriate way to come back to the Opera House in full after our exile during COVID.
Yeah, so where does this fall? Is this the first big return? Had you done, smaller things before? Or, where does this land in terms of, returning after the hiatus?
Absolutely. Well, in the fall, we did perform a kind of concert event. And then in the spring, we've had several operas in the smaller theater, the Eisenhower. But this is our return to really grand opera in the Opera House. And we will be there for 8 performances, including 2 performances led by our KFRIS young artists, who are part of our massive training program, which is really creating the next generation of stars. So 6 performances with the main cast, 2 with these young artists. And so this is truly our return, our come home, with everything, all the bells and whistles. And then, of course, in the fall, we will be back with lots more big operas, Trovatore and Elektra in the fall in the Opera House.
Awesome. I guess before we run, tell us, how long have you been, with the Washington National Opera at the Kennedy Center? And just in general, speak to you guys as an outfit, Like, I don't want to say, where does it rank amongst the world? We know it's one of the world's best, but explain why it's such a rich place to be doing opera.
Well, I'm proud to have served as the artistic director for a decade. I have worked around the world in many opera houses and continue to do so while also serving in this position. And I'm thrilled to be here because, as our title suggests, the National Opera, we have a commitment to really creating the next generation of American artists, hiring the best and most important American singers who are gracing the world stages, as well as combining casting with international stars, many of them often debuting in America on our stage. And also our content, we try to produce a lot of new American works. We have a program dedicated to that called the American Opera Initiative, where we do several brand new world premieres by American composers and librettists every year, as well as our young artist development program, the KFRITS Young Artist Program. This is really things that distinguish us from other companies and make us so special. And then the other thing is that we make our home at the Kennedy Center, which allows us to perform operas really in the right size theater, in the sense a big grand opera we'll do in the Opera House, a more intimate piece we will do in the Eisenhower or the Terrace Theater. And then we also, of course, have many other ancillary events, which include youth operas, reach out operas. We were doing pop-up operas on a truck everywhere during COVID, and we will continue that. plus a lot of online content that supplements all of our work. So personally, I'm very proud and thrilled about what we do and our commitments to many different initiatives using art really as the great communicator.
Definitely. And I guess before we go, in terms of, you know, the great communication, we should tell everyone that obviously it's in French, but it'll be projected English, like, I guess, subtitles on a screen, or how does that work?
Right. Absolutely. And that's great that you mentioned that. The opera is sung in French, and above the stage, we project something called surtitles, opposite of subtitles.
Right.
It's a simultaneous English translation. So it's, of course, very easy to follow in terms of the text, but obviously we hope that the music and the action are sweeping you away and communicating the story as well.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be fantastic. And like you said, I'll say congrats on returning from the hiatus with the first big one back in the Opera House. Again, everyone, it is Washington National Opera's Carmen, the iconic tragic opera. It's going to be May 14th through the 28th at the Kennedy Center. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
A pleasure to talk to you, Jason. You take care.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.